Westlock. An Edmonton woman convicted last December of repeatedly ramming an RCMP cruiser that sparked a high-speed chase from Fawcett to Athabasca County in July 2019 will spend the next 2+ years in a federal prison. In Westlock Provincial Court October 13, Judge Rosanna Sacamani, appearing via WebEx from St. Albert Provincial Court, sentenced Carly R. McPhee to 26 months behind bars, which will be served at the Edmonton Institution for Women, a lifetime weapons ban and 3-year driving prohibition. Sentencing had been delayed September 1 as the 31-year-old was expecting the birth of her second child September 13. That infant boy will be joining her in prison, while her daughter will remain with her grandmother. Last December, Judge Sacamani found McPhee guilty on 9 charges surrounding the July 24, 2019 incident, 3 counts of assaulting a peace officer and single counts of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, flight from a peace officer, obstructing a peace officer, mischief over $5,000, driving a vehicle with no insurance and driving an unregistered vehicle. 3 witnesses, including 2 RCMP officers, were called to the stand during McPhee's 2-hour trial in Westlock October 7, 2020. Judge Sacamani spent close to 30 minutes talking about the pre-sentence report, GLADU report, the Crown and defense sentencing submissions and McPhee's previous criminal record before issuing her verdict. At the September 1 hearing, defense lawyer Peter Keyes had asked for a conditional sentence, which Judge Sacamani flatly denied, saying, "There is absolutely no way I would consider a conditional sentence order. This calls for an actual period of incarceration." Although the judge recognized McPhee's troubled childhood and the loss of her sister in a 2003 MVA, the severity of the crime called for jail time. A restitution order from the Westlock RCMP for $2,275.09 for the damages McPhee caused to the RCMP cruiser during her flight was dismissed. She was also ordered to submit a sample of her DNA. "I know this is hard to take. But you'll be a better, stronger mother for your children as a result of this sentence and as a result of the learning you will do in this Edmonton Institution for Women setting," Judge Sacamani told McPhee, who appeared in court in person. "I actually think this will do her a world of good in a rehabilitative and restorative approach. It never makes me happy to impose a custodial disposition, but I wish you well. Good luck." "Thank you," McPhee replied before leaving the courtroom, while sheriffs carried her luggage. The crime on July 24, 2019 at about 12:15 a.m., then Westlock RCMP Const. Andrew Vainot was on routine patrol in the hamlet of Fawcett when he saw a stationary black Dodge Dually pickup truck with a flatbed trailer in tow. When the truck began to move, Vainot noted no taillights on the truck or trailer, so he activated his emergency lights to make a stop. The truck stopped and Vainot parked his RCMP cruiser behind it. Just as he was about to exit his vehicle, the Dodge reversed and slammed twice into the cruiser. It then sped away heading north through Fawcett, and Vainot gave chase at speeds close to double the posted limit. Vainot eventually lost sight of the vehicle, but had radioed the incident in. Meanwhile, then Athabasca RCMP Corporal Ty Roddick Ament, who also testified at the trial, was on patrol that night and had heard they had lost sight of the truck near the intersection of Highway 44 and Highway 2. Because he knew the area, he pulled off and set up a spike belt at around 12:40 a.m. as there were only 2 ways the truck could have gone. About 10 minutes later, he saw headlights heading toward him. He was parked in the shoulder of the westbound lane and ready, he said, to either pull the belt out of the way if it wasn't the right one. But the truck changed course into his lane and headed straight for him. He broke cover and ran into the ditch because he knew the truck had already rammed Vainot. The truck went at him there too, so he ran again. The truck driver purposefully aimed for him, the officer testified, and avoided the spike belt. "I was afraid I was going to be dead, to be honest," Roddick Ament said during cross-examination. While heading to that locale, Vainot found the trailer on a back road, and then at 1:20 a.m. the RCMP found the truck, which had crashed into a ditch in Athabasca County. A search team went out on foot through tall, wet grass and found McPhee and Lucas Jenkins lying on the ground 50 meters from the truck. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.